Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech. This is BagelTech Media, episode number 44 for Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. Rent a Facebook movie. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of BagelTech Media. I'm Kyle Schweiger. Great to be back. Sorry about the hiatus, but we are back, and it feels good to be back. And we do have a lot of media tech news, really. I mean, it is early in the week. I was a bit surprised to see that we have 7 stories to cover today, and some are very surprising. Some I didn't even realize about, particularly with the folks over at the home box office. That's right, HBO. Yeah, some juicy information. Maybe they're trying to change their ways. We're going to let you know on that in just a moment. Of course, BagelTech Media, part of the BagelTech Network. BagelTechNews.com is the place you can check out this show, other great tech shows right here on the network. And we got you covered. I mean, if it's Apple News, we got the Mac show, Anger News, that just pisses you off. We got a show for that, BagelTech Rage, with our very own Troy King, the maddest man of tech. Droid News also for all you Android buffs out there. And of course, just the daily dose of tech news with UN Rankin. And that's BagelTech News, our daily show on the network. As you can see, it's all covered right here. And you can find that at BagelTechNews.com. You can also find our new newsletter right now by at the same place, BagelTechNews.com. It's called The Spam. Yes, that's right, The Spam. Sign up for some spam. You're not going to get a whole lot of spam from us. About 4 to 5, letters, every month. It's not going to be like we're just going to bombard you with it. So it's very minor spam. But it deals with all of what we talk about on every show here on the network, from, the news stories that we discuss to the cool thingies that we pick on every show. So you can all find it there. Get subscribed right now. BagelTechNews.com. Features section. Click on The Spam. Put in your email address and, we'll send you some spam. Like I said, a lot of great media tech news going on, and it affects a lot of you. So let's get into it right now. All right, kicking things off is our friends over at Warner Brothers and our friend Mr. Zuckerberg over Facebook. You're thinking, this is the oddest combination in media history. Not anymore. Apparently, Warner Brothers is... they've got this idea, right, that they think, hey, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time on Facebook. Maybe yourself, you spend a lot of time on Facebook, and you're thinking, I'd like to watch a movie. You know, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to watch a movie while sitting here on Facebook. Seriously, I've never had that thought ever occur to me, but apparently the execs over at Warner Brothers have thought of the idea. This is something they're just trying out, and in fact, right now, there's only one movie available. It's called The Dark Knight, yeah, the Batman flick, and it's available for about 30 Facebook credits or $3, and it is a movie rental. You heard me correctly, renting movies on Facebook. Now, you're thinking, okay, I rent the movie on Facebook, great, I'm going to go watch it on my TV. No. You got to watch it on Facebook. This just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it? Apparently, you get it for about 48 hours. It's standard definition only, which, all right, fine, $3. Yeah, still, you know, it's like $3. Should be HD, right? But then again. And you get to watch it right there on Facebook. And you can pause it anywhere you want to. You can pick up from wherever you want to. You can watch it as many times as you want to in that 48-hour period. But you got to watch it on your, I guess, within your Facebook profile area. This is how it's going to work out. Are you interested in this? I'm not. This just sounds like what? It just sounds like Zuckerberg. Hell, bye. We get to make more money. Yay. No, I just don't see this working. Now, Netflix, Amazon, these people, I don't think they're going to be thinking, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now? Facebook is on our tails. No, I don't think they're thinking that right now. But this does, I have to say, this is starting to get a little bit more interesting. Facebook is so much in our lives now. And they appear to be getting into more of our lives, including our movie watching. Now, this works very well for the film stories. You got to think about this. I mean, Facebook is very dominant right now about what we like and, you know, what our friends like. And it really gives them a background that they could kind of, I don't know, sell to the music studio or movie studios, probably even music studios. I about said music, but hey, you know, we're pretty much already there, you know, with that we can't rent music through there, but we do have some services that you can integrate with Facebook right now. So I didn't really see this one coming, or at least not within the Facebook platform. Fine if you can rent it and go watch it somewhere else, but no. Got to stay in the Facebook world. Mark Zuckerberg is watching you. Rent the Dark Knight now. Hey, anybody wants to let me know how it is, let me know how the experience is, because I ain't doing it. Sorry. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. I'd love to hear how the experience is. I really would, because this is just it's too Zuckery for me, man. Too Zuckery for me. All right, from Facebook to HBO, and some interesting stuff that I had no idea about. And you'd think I would, but I didn't have any idea of this. Now, apparently there's this whole thing, cloud video thing called Ultraviolet that's trying to come together. The whole, shall we say, the film industry itself is trying to put this thing together because they're saying DVD sales are falling. Well, duh. DVD sales are falling because we're not buying DVDs anymore. Most of us are buying Blu-rays, right? I'm sure you have Blu-ray player, right? I have Blu-ray player. Haven't played a DVD in ages, and a lot of things I'm just sticking on a server now because it's just much easier. I can just flip. I don't want to get up and load in the tray and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know how it is. That's how we're getting now. Well, apparently the movie industry was a bit worried that HBO was going to stop this sort of from happening. And you think, well, how would HBO have any effect on this? Apparently, and this is completely nuts to me, I had no idea that when a movie is released on HBO, services like Apple, Amazon, and Netflix have this blackout period where HBO releases or has a premiere release of this new movie, right? And everything that's distributed electronically has to go away. They have this blackout agreement with the six major film studios too, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and NBC Universal. It's all of them. Doesn't that scare you a little bit? Personally, it scares me. I was like, I had no idea that my once used to cost me, you know, when cable was out, wow, you got to have HBO. I had no idea they had so much control of the music or the movie industry. I mean, we think Apple does, right? Gosh almighty. If it's released on HBO, it's got to be pulled everywhere else for electronically. Now, they don't say for how long, of course. I would think, gosh, it couldn't be more than a week now. I mean, that would just be absurd, but it's absurd to begin with. Apparently, HBO is not going to stand in the way, though, of the movie industry for this little on-demand service or thing that they're trying to put together, this Ultraviolet thing. And they were really worried about this. Now, how isn't this funny? The studios that give the movies to HBO to show months later after they've already been in the theaters were worried about HBO saying, you can't do that. Is that how much power HBO has over the movie industry? Because, my God, that's a scary thing. Really surprising to see this week. Probably even more surprising to see the HBO says, yeah, we're cool with it. We're not going to do that. Now, will the film studios get this in writing? Guys, you better get this one in writing because I could see HBO definitely going back on this. But there was an HBO representative didn't want to respond to the allegations this week about everything with the Ultraviolet deal. They just said no comment. So they're not really saying anything. The other scary thing about this article is the film industry saying DVD sales are falling. Duh, guys. DVD sales are definitely falling. We are in a different age now. We like high definition, not so much the DVD thing anymore. I kind of figured they kind of got that. Oh, well, that is film industry a couple of weeks behind, as usual. All right, going from the motion pictures to the music libraries now. RDO, you know them, you love them. Actually, I haven't really used them, to be honest, but there's a lot of people that actually are quite happy with the service. They kind of compare this to a little bit of the Spotify for the Spotify users that haven't got to use Spotify. Does that make any sense? That's kind of what we've heard. But apparently, you've been really stuck in the browser, right? And even on smartphones, right? To get the service. You couldn't get it anywhere else. Well, if you're on a Mac now, apparently, RDO has a new desktop app for your Mac. And it's going to allow you to download tracks for offline listening, and you can merge those with your MP3 library and your streaming collection. Quite cool. What will this do for iTunes? Well, you have to start sitting there thinking, I've got these MP3s, right? And a lot, you know, let's face it, iTunes, my God, Apple, can you stop putting on the blubber every freaking time? We just had an update with iTunes, and it's more bloated now than it was. What if we get to strip this thing back? And it's not any faster, is it? No. It's like moving a well now. It is getting slower and slower and slower. RDO's got the right idea, and I hope Apple's going to start, honestly, we keep hearing Cloud Base and Mobile Me and blah, blah, blah. It just keeps going on, but we don't seem to be seeing any more about it. cloud-based music, as much as I hate to sit here and say, I was never a fan really of like, okay, we've got digital music and we buy it and that's it, nothing physical anymore. The iTunes LP I kind of like because of the artwork and everything, but now we're getting beyond that. We're going way beyond that now to where it's just in this cloud somewhere. And you just get it that way. And you know, I think Audio has, they have a nice service. Don't get me wrong. You know, from what I've never really used it. I've played with it a bit, but I've never really got to sit down and use it. But I know a lot of people that just love this thing and they think it's much better than Rhapsody or any of these things. I've even heard some people say, dare I say this, better than Spotify, but, those are very far and few between. But apparently the app now, with that being available, and according to what I'm hearing right now, this is just for Mac only. Surely we're going to be seeing a Windows version of this. I would think that would just be completely stupid not to do that. But it does give you a different realm to like say, hey, look, you know, do I really need my iTunes anymore? It does open up those doors, shall we say, to, you know, a different platform. You've got your on-demand streaming, and then plus you've got it able to merge right there with your MP3 library. I think this is a great thing. It is a free download, of course, the services, and I think it's costing roughly about, what, $7 a month? Don't quote me on that right now. I think it's between $7 to $10 a month. You know, so the service isn't exactly expensive regardless. But the idea that you merge everything into one little universe on your Mac now, right on your desktop, and you don't have to go to your browser or anything or listen to it on your smartphone. RDO. RDIO. Yes, that's the name of them. They really do. I think they got a really good idea on their hands here. And speaking of RDO, I just kind of want to touch on this just a little bit. Of course, RDO, you know, on your desktop now, well, MOG, M-O-G, which is also another streaming service, they've envisioned themselves elsewhere. They're thinking beyond your desktop. They're thinking TVs, as in Samsung, as in Vizio, and LG. So if you've got those TVs now, it looks like a MOG is going to try and get into those things. And if you're a BMW, you love your BMW. Couldn't say I don't have one. But yeah, if you've got a BMW, particularly a BMW Mini, look for it to be popping up in your car very, very soon. Apparently, they've reached an agreement with, right now, just appears just to be BMW. And this is according to the New York Times. And on top of that, Sonos is also going to be getting into the BMW. The big thing is, though, right now, BMWs, they seem to be opening up to this, again, cloud-based music service. I'm a bit surprised with MOG, I have to say, you know, being that BMW is obviously a European car, kind of thought we'd see Spotify in there. But apparently, MOG showed the money, or one showed the money, and now it's going to be in BMW. But yeah, I think it's also cool to see it in Samsung, Vizio, and LG TVs as well. Hey, cloud, we're all getting there. I think it's all about the cloud. It's all about the cloud nowadays. All right, head back over to the UK side of the pond, because let's face it, this is where the Bagel Tech Network is based at, in the UK. BBC, the backed online UK radio player, is coming this month. In fact, it's going to launch March 31st. And this is really cool, the BBC. This thing is basically an on-demand catch-up radio programming service that's going to have hundreds of commercial and BBC stations right on it that you can just listen to right on demand. They're calling this kind of the iPlayer for radio, really. And, of course, we all know iPlayer. It's been hugely popular. Just actually, what? It was just last week that iPlayer actually got sent over to the U.S. store. It's funny because this is for the U.K., right? And we had to pay $10 for it in the U.S., right? Not making a whole lot of people in the U.K. very happy about it, because they had to buy licenses for these things, particularly with like TVs and all these sort of things. You have to like it's a license to listen or view, and they're not happy. The iPlayer, oh, $10, there you go, yay. You know, I would be happy if I was them either, because I think it's, I don't know how much it is. Ewan here on the network might know a bit better of how much it costs, but it's definitely not $10 worth. And I'm sure it isn't even £10 per year. But we're going to see this. Again, BBC keeps coming up with these great, great things. And we're talking over 200 commercial and BBC radio stations on this thing, all offering on-demand and catch-up services. Fantastic. Is this going to be coming stateside? Yeah, I hope so. Hope so. But for $10 a month, let's hope not, because I have a feeling that it won't be the French. It's going to be the Americans sitting there going, the British are coming. The British are coming. So are we all a fan of Apple's AirPlay? Yeah, kind of like, well, first and foremost, so much stuff's out there right now that it's so freaking expensive. you can't really try out AirPlay that much, except maybe between your iOS devices. That's about it. And yeah, it does. It works pretty well, especially since the update that we're hearing about coming is going to fix a lot of bugs and things with 4.3 coming out, I believe, the 11th of this month. So we're hearing that that's going to help with these kind of things. Well, finally, though, there is somebody that has entered the market and probably done a huge deal with Apple because it costs so much to license stuff from Apple and these kind of things. Pioneer has come out with an AirPlay-friendly receiver you could finally afford. And we're not talking $1,000 here. Like, you're seeing a lot of these things, these receivers that are just beyond too expensive, and who cares at that price? Half the price, almost $550 for this thing. And, like a lot of receivers out there, that have the streaming standard on this, this one is within your reach. It's called the Pioneer Box. And it has HDMI 1.5 support. Now, we're used to 1.3 on this thing. This one has 1.5. And custom iOS apps that enhance its functionality in many ways. So not only do you just have the receiver, but you're going to have the ability, I would imagine, details are a little flaky right now, but I would imagine you're going to have a way of, in the App Store, you're going to be able to download the app so you can really customize receiver and probably get all of your iOS devices right, that you can stream right to it. You know, I have to say, I think this is what's keeping AirPlay from being very commercial right now, is because it's just so limited and it's just so expensive. You know, really, I mean, we're talking $1,500 for a receiver just so you can get AirPlay coming in. Most of us, you and I, most consumers are going to sit there and spend that kind of money right now. As much as we'd love to, we can't. And with something like this, it's a little bit more a price range. As soon as these things start getting into this price range, and hopefully even lower, I think we'll start seeing AirPlay be a lot more accepted and a lot more used than it is right now. But hey, Pioneer, fantastic. Thank you so much. $550, still a little high, but hey, at least it's within reach now. Well, everybody, that does it for your Tuesday edition of BagelTech Media. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time to download the show. And, we really couldn't do this without UK2.net. I mean, you hear me talk about it every single time that we do a BagelTech Media episode, but they really are the lifeline of the entire BagelTech network. BagelTechNews.com. See towards the bottom there, UK2.net. Just click the click-through. If you're looking for some, you know, really great, reliable web hosting, or you're looking to sign up for a domain name, they might be somebody you might want to check out. So just have a look, poke around a little bit over there, see if it's going to work for you. Because really, UK2.net, if you want BagelTech to stay around, just use the click-through. That's all we're asking you to do. You don't have to buy anything. Just use the click-through. That way they know we are sending you, so they keep supporting us, and we can keep giving all of this content to you for absolutely free each and every month. Of course, you can head on over to BagelTechNews.com also. You can get this podcast, other great podcasts over there. Just check out the BagelTech Media show page and get subscribed there to the audio edition. We're also available, of course, in iTunes, the Zoom Marketplace as well, and you can also find us over at the Tech Podcast network website too, at techpodcast.com, which we're also a very proud member of. Also, you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can find me on Twitter as well, twitter.com/KyleSwagger. That's Swagger with one G only, just so you know. And email, love to get it, never out of the question. I'm getting so caught up on it now from the last 10 days, guys, because you've been emailing me saying, you know, what's going on? You know, is there going to be another episode? Of course there's going to be. It was just on a bit of a hiatus, but we are back now, and I will get to your email, so email me, BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. That's right. And once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. See you back here on Friday for BagelTech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.